podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, back from vacation, and it has definitely inspired a special edition.
It's time for Carter's Question of the Day.
Coach Question, when did you start doing cannonballs?
When did you learn how to swim? Carter, how old were you?
Like 4 or like 3 or 5.
Okay, that's a big range there. Pick a number.
3.
My age when I learned how to swim was 5.
You are 5.
What?
So you're learning right now. How's it going?
Good.
Are you think you're going to be able to swim without a life jacket in the pool by the end of the summer?
Yeah.
We're hoping so. He was definitely more adventurous when it came to swimming this trip. But I think because now he just relies on his life vest anytime we go to the pool. And I'm like, okay, bud, we got to learn how to swim. Him and I did mommy and me classes when he was like 3. And he hated it.
Really?
And to the point I think I traumatized him because he would cry and I'm like, come on, we're going to get in the pool. Mommy's going to be in there with you. Hated it. Every bit of it. And now he's a little more comfortable. But I think like 5 years old is a good age to learn to swim. When did you learn to swim?
Well, define swim.
Do you not know how to swim?
I do a unique style of swimming. My mom put us, my brother and I, in swimming lessons. We were probably, maybe third grade. I don't know how old you are then. But I could not take the feeling of like the water going up your nose, like how that would burn. And I can't like look underwater. So if you do see me swimming, I can do the Michael Phelps like arm like moves like that. But I don't put my head underwater at all.
So you're not doing a Michael Phelps.
It's a half Phelps, half doggy paddle. Okay. My neck is always up above the water, but I can do my arms and my legs. I can kick.
So you can get from side to side, but you're not going underwater.
Correct. I'm not diving for those sticks. I'm not throwing the little torpedo down. I don't do pool toys because I can't get them.
Okay.
If I do go underwater, I need like those ginormous like goggles, you know, that
you
have like the big eyes
gear?
And the nose.
Yes. Okay. All right. Maybe Colt has some time then because you're what, 35?
He got plenty of time. We're trying to learn before we're 40.
Okay. What age did you learn to swim? Because I'm thinking right now is going to be a good time for Colt to get it dialed in, hopefully this summer. But I guess on Anthony's timeline, he's still got a couple decades.
He's good. He's good. Don't pressure him.
You can weigh in now at 888-431-3764. Erica, at what age did you learn to swim?
5.
Did you take lessons?
No.
Oh, self-taught.
I got thrown in the lake.
By who?
By my parents. That sink or swim.
times were rough back in the day.
I know, definitely no gentle parenting back in the day.
No, this was way back in the day.
Yeah, one of the things that got brought to light during our vacation is that Colt, my 5-year-old, doesn't know how to swim. So he relies a lot on his life vest. And Carter's pretty good at swimming. He did swimming lessons. I tried swimming lessons with Colt back when he was way younger. Did not go well, but I think like 5 years old is a good age to learn.
I think so. That seems to be the consensus with everybody. I mean, if you are older than 5, you know, in your 20s, maybe even your 30s, it's still okay. There's still time.
This is not about you, Anthony.
Intervention here.
John in Temecula, what age did you learn to swim?
Oh, probably 2 years old.
2 years old?
They actually started them a little younger than that just to teach them how to, you know, get on their back and stuff like that.
Were you one of those babies they just threw in the pool to see if you float?
Basically, my mom had 8 kids by the time she was 27, so kids were sort of easy to come by.
Hang on. Whoa. Wait, let's jump from swimming to what you just said. 8 kids by the age of 27?
Yeah, no duplicates.
So mom just said, we're going to throw him in whichever float gets dinner tonight. Sounds like dad had the best swimmers of them all. Christina, at what age did you learn to swim?
I learned to swim at 5.
At 5, did you take lessons or did somebody in your family teach you?
No, I was taught.
And can you go underwater without goggles?
Yes.
Sorry, Anthony, you're alone on this one. But the 909 has some good advice. They say maybe once Colt learns, they can teach Anthony how to swim.
I know how to swim. It's just a little different than the way everybody else does it.
In a wading pool doesn't count.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.